Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters RPG actual play podcast.
Do you have that one movie, you know, the one where the people go and they do that thing, and then it all like falls apart, and everyone's all like, oh, we're so sad, and then it all works out, and everyone's all like, hooray!
Deep Impact.
Yeah, that's it.
It's over there behind the Smurf statue.
I guess sure. Smurf statue? Thought that was my cousin. Oh, you listen.
I don't know what you're doing. I can't believe I agreed to work here. Do I really need to wear this trainee badge?
Until you can pass the movie quiz, you have to wear the trainee badge because you are a trainee. Now tell me, what is the greatest movie ever?
Oh, well, it's The Last Starfighter.
No, wrong-o. God, that's... Oh. Bricker. I feel so bad for you. Is that really your favorite movie? That's just... Nope. John! Beer! We need beer!
All right, shut up. I already have some. I knew this was going to need beer. Here you go, Mason. By the way, that was the worst answer I've ever heard.
Oh, shut up. It's a classic. Aliens using an arcade game to, you know, get soldiers for a war. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to do that? Best movie ever. You're wrong.
Wow. And I'm already going to need another beer.
All right. I'm going to take pity on you. I'm going to give you a hint. The first best movie ever made is...
Ferris Bueller.
How did you know that? How?
You think it's the best, because everything always works out for Ferris, despite how ridiculous his plans are. His best friend is remarkably similar to your dog, and Strippergram.
Are you, like, in my head? No, better question. Do you have a sister?
Ed, no. I mean, I do, but I will kill you before I ever let you two meet.
Seriously, what's wrong with the movie I picked?
I am great to women. I treat them with the utmost respect. That hurts. It's right here, John. It's right here.
What about my second favorite movie? Princess Bride?
Inconceivable! Seriously, but wrong. John, like, just give me your number.
But...
Wrong!
Back to the Future, obviously.
That movie is rife with scientific inaccuracies. Least of which is the pronunciation of gigawatt. Don't get me wrong, it is very enjoyable, and Michael J. Fox does excellent.
Just boring. Oh my God. This is why you will never have an actual name tag that doesn't just say trainee, but no one will ever learn your real name, Bricker. All right, you're way overanalyzing this. John, again, your sister, come on.
It's because they invented a time machine. Also the dog, Einstein. It's amazing.
Yes, almost as good as the fifth. I still can't believe they put a time machine in a car just to make a movie.
Wait, what did you say about the car?
This round's on me.
I need another one, too.
No beer until you get something right.
Don't worry, I got you, bud.
Thanks, John.
Stop encouraging him. All right, last chance, Bricker. What's the last one?
Indiana Jones. It's Indiana Jones. Just say Indiana Jones.
There's no way that one's right. Showgirls.
No. So very, very wrong. Thank you for playing today's game. You're stuck with the name tag.
Where did that buzzer come from?
Should have listened. It's Indiana Jones. The reason.
Because he's awesome. Here, you earned this.
Coupon to one free rental?
Of course. Nothing but the best prize imaginable for you. Oh, and, you know, if you want to give me something, like, something with, like, 7 numbers, maybe 10 related to someone you know. Okay.
No.
Anyway, here.
I haven't finished this. Never mind. Give it here.
Seriously, guys, what's
just
wrong with...
Don't make me put you in the corner, Pricker.
No one put Baby in the corner.
I never knew you were so versed in movie lingo, John. That's it. From here on out, we communicate solely in movie quotes, starting meow.
Oh, I know that one. Meow. Do you want to know how fast you were going, boy? What? I did go to college, you know.
I found it, man. I found it. I love this movie, man. This is the best movie ever made, man.
All right, I'll take it. Hey, Ed, it's not even in the system. This is not Deep Impact. This is Freddy Got Fingered. You still want this one?
Like, yeah, man. Like, totally, man. Give it to me.
Where did you get this?
Hey, John, seriously. How'd you know all those?
Right over there. The shelf behind the counter. Ed's top-rated films.
Seriously? For fuck's sake.
Both wrong, anyway. Best movie is Saving Private Ryan.
Now we have you as well. To be continued.
Ooh, I am a ghost. Ooh.
Oh, no. A ghost. What are we going to do?
Sounds like you need the Ghostbusters.
Who? I thought they were only in New York City.
Not anymore. We've opened a new franchise location in Washington, D.C. at the old Henley Park Hotel. Call us for all your ghost-related problems. We also offer haunted hotel rooms and parties. Call today, 1-800-867-5309. Standard liability contracts required. Ghostbusters are not responsible for damage caused during a ghost capture event.
We also have horror movies, just saying.
Okay, so, is a Mr. Rod here? Mr. Rod?
All right, man. Little man, you can totally call me Mr. Rod. That's fine.
Okay, well, welcome. Come on in. Have a seat.
All right, bro. How's it going, man? How's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah, of course. You know, hey, you look good, man. You look good.
Okay, well, my name's Mason, and this is John.
Hey, nice to meet you.
So what kind of establishment are you thinking of putting here?
Well, the place is called Rod's. And in it, we wear these tiny, skimpy little uniforms, bro. Looking good, showing off the muscles, the meat. With our guns? You got a ticket to the gun show? I got the guns right here.
We don't have permits for weapons on premises.
No, that's he means arm.
Okay.
These guns right
I'm
here,
still
bro.
Concerned.
These guns. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So Rod? Yeah, that's
Bro. You know it.
So, as you know here, we're kind of we're the Ghostbusters. We're kind of hoping to sort of incorporate something like that thematically into the restaurant. How do you think you could do that with Rod's?
Oh, sure, man. Like, we can just hang things off of it. So, like, a little ghost. Just like a Christmas ornament. Think of it like a Christmas ornament, man.
Right.
Wait. Hang things off of what? I mean, we'll put a placard out front for you, but...
You know, if I need to demonstrate for you, if that's what it takes, bro, I'll do it.
No, that's all right, Rod.
Sure?
I'll fill him in on the details later.
These are tearaway. I mean, I can totally... I'm just ready to go. I love my job, man.
I respect that. I do. Mace.
Yeah?
I don't think this one's going to work out.
Oh, you don't think this is a good fit?
It'd be rough.
I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
Oh, God, you son of a bitch.
I mean, how many of these restaurants have you pitched? I mean, it sounds like are you a successful franchisee?
Oh, yeah. We are super popular, man. We have right now currently 10 of these stores open across America. Very popular. Ladies love it. So do the men.
Oh, maybe I'll Google it.
You should definitely Google us, bro.
Hey, you know what? Have at it, Mace.
Oh, okay.
Here's my business card.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Wait, this says your name is, Josh?
Yeah, Rod's just, like, a professional name.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I've got a big rod.
Right, of course.
Oh, I see now.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you for,
Yeah, I'll be a good fit right here, right?
We'll let
It'll
you know.
It'll be tight, but we can manage. Bro, don't leave me hanging.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah. We'll let you know, Rod. Thanks.
All right, I expect your call, man.
All right.
Okay.
High fives.
Sure.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Later. Oh, holy shit.
Okay, I missed apparently a lot in that conversation.
Yeah. Some things you just can't shield yourself from.
Yeah. I'm going to need to sanitize my phone now.
All right. We'll give it a minute before the next guy.
Okay, so next up we have a Pierre.
Salut, bonjour, bonsoir. Oui, yes. Mwah.
Wow. I like the enthusiasm.
Pierre, yeah, hi. Full of, enthusiasm.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, have a seat.
Oh, yes, thank you.
I usually ask for names before kissing, but my name's Mason, and this is John.
I'm Mason, you have a, good kisser?
Wow. Look at you getting all the compliments.
Thanks.
It's just not the soft, not the sweet, but the supple.
Oh, I need a beer.
Yeah. I think I need one too.
Classic French restaurant, no beer, wine only. Yeah, the red rouge.
Yeah, this isn't for. We're good.
All right. Well, if you're going to do a classic French, can you let's see, can you parlez moi de votre menu?
Oh, oui. It's the trois words. Escargot.
So there's gonna be.
It's got snails.
Three.
Oh yes, and we shall dress the snails like the green thing that eats the warm puppies, the warm puppies. The hot canine, the hot dog, the green thing that eats the hot dog. Ooh, green thing, hot dog, mum num num.
Oh, you mean Slimer?
Oui.
Okay. So
it had the mushroom, like the strips coming out of the shell, like the hot dog in the Slimer. But the rest all go.
Okay. Anyway.
And the dust. Why is there all this dust? Cannot have a classic French restaurant and all these deaths.
Would would you consider your restaurant a family-friendly affair?
Of course, only the best families are allowed in.
Okay. I mean, what's your average price point for your meals?
In the U.S. dollar?
Yeah.
Oui.
For this location?
Oui.
The 200.
Whoa.
Is that total or like per plate?
No, per patron. Per patron. Per course.
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, let's see. I think that's probably a little bit more than we're looking at.
What? This is going to be best restaurant in city.
I mean, we're not really looking for the best restaurant. We just...
What? No, nothing less than the best. Except nothing less. How he said, just do it.
Did you just Nike slogan us?
I think he did.
No, it's the Shia LaBeouf.
Shia, you mean like the actor?
Yes, Shia LaBeouf.
Wow. Well, this took a turn.
Yeah. I mean, are you confused, John? Because I'm kind of confused.
Beer's not helping. That's
no,
how confused
no, no, no,
I am.
No, beer. Rouge. Rouge
he
only.
Seems very upset about that.
Well, I mean, what if I were to order the fish? Would I still be getting red wine?
Oui.
Don't you usually serve more of a white wine for fish?
Oui.
Hey, Mace, do you have a feeling we're getting played here a little bit?
Oui? Oui. So, I mean, what part of France are you from? Are you from, like, Barcelona?
Oui.
Oh, okay. You're from Barcelona in Spain. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No way.
Okay. Okay. Look, he gave me $200 to pull your chain. All right. Now, he has that gave me half up front. Where's the other half?
Who gave you $200?
Okay. He called himself Brecker.
Okay.
All right, where's
you're
the
like,
money, man?
I'm sorry. You're probably the third person that Ed has done this to.
No, no, no. It wasn't Ed. It was a Bricker.
Was he
your brother or something?
No, I'm really sorry. Know what? Here's his cell phone number.
Okay, thanks. Where's my $100?
I don't have that. I'm sorry.
But you can take this lovely menu.
Oh, I went to their Baltimore location. It'd be nice to have one here, you know. Rod's is great.
That's what we were just told, actually.
The apparel store, top notch. Best support ever. I'm wearing one right now. Anyway, I can't go without my money. It's a union thing.
Union thing?
Yeah, I went with the Actors Guild.
Well, you know what? I don't have any cash on me. John, you rarely carry
any
cash on
me. That's all right. I take credit.
What I do have is this lovely coupon for the video store. Here you go.
Yeah, it's for Q Baker Pictures. It's right upstairs. In
you
fact, Bricker might even be there.
He can probably give you the rest of the money.
No
so
shit.
Just keep the coupon. Go ahead, bro.
Okay, and was that Rod's number? Is that Josh's number?
All yours.
Oh, sweet.
He seems like a cool
idol.
Guy.
He's an idol.
He seems like a pretty cool guy.
All right. Peace out.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks.
Mwah.
That was
yeah. Later,
sir.
Au revoir.
This has been the Ectocast. Ed the Fourth was played by Kevin. John was played by Brad. Mason was played by Ben. Frankie was played by me, Dawn. The Ghostmaster was Matt. The Ectocast can be found on Twitter @Ectocast and on the web at sagagames.studio. intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs, and the outro music is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. This podcast is based on Ghostbusters. No rights infringement intended. Ghostbusters and all related marks, logos, and characters are owned by Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated. Ectocast, the website, promotion thereof, and material created are not endorsed, sponsored by, or affiliated with Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated or Ghostbusters. Thank you for listening.